أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر. In this chapter that we should ponder in the creation of Allah Ta'ala and thereby realize the existence of Allah Ta'ala, the oneness that Allah is one and alone, and everything is happening only by the command and the will of Allah Ta'ala and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So for that Allah gave this example. The Quran Sharif was revealed directly to the Arabs and Allah gave the example of an Arab who is traveling on his camel in the desert, and there also he can find the Allah Ta'ala. And Allah said, the first thing, look at your camel, how Allah Ta'ala has created it and the various aspects of the camel. For us today also, if we sit in our vehicles, which are also a namat of Allah Ta'ala, man's hand Allah has made in between, but the real doer is only Allah Ta'ala. And if we consider the various aspects when we are sitting and then realize the existence of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah, Allah has made it, He has given it to us, He has put it in our control, then we can also realize the existence of Allah Ta'ala. We sit in the car, for example, at one press of a button on a cold winter's morning, the car becomes warm and very comfortable. We can adjust the temperature exactly as we want it. On a hot summer's day, we press a button and the car becomes very cool and comfortable. That car, with all the power that has been put in the engine, etc., Allah has put it in our control. That car, the steering wheel, we can turn it in the direction we want to. In other, so many things. And as the camel is a guide for the person in the desert, Allah has put the GPS and the navigator for us, and we can see exactly where we have to go to, and so much so today, a report on what the traffic conditions are in front, all that we get, and much more than that also. So by that, if we consider this, it becomes a great ibadah. It is mentioned that meditating in the creation of Allah Ta'ala is more better than the whole night ibadah. So that traveling of ours, we can also make it a great ibadah by recognizing Allah Ta'ala and then becoming obedient to Allah Ta'ala, fulfilling, using that namat of the car, of the vehicle, in order to please Allah and not to use it for any haram. We also think that most of us have come by car for namaz now. On this cold winter's morning, if we all had to come walking, it should have been uncomfortable for us. Though of course the rewards will be much more greater. Allah has made it and we used it to come to the masjid. Like that, we should use it always for good only. So in that way, we also should ponder in this creation and this making of Allah Ta'ala. The next Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. And that person, that Bedouin traveling in the desert on his camel, how much is he going to ponder on the camel all the time? And look down at his camel and think of the various things of the camel. Allah has made our deen such a way that we never ever can get bored or tired of it. It is very surprising and sad that many people, especially young girls, they say, what must we do at home? We must go out and go to university, go and work, etc. What is there to do at home? There is so much to do that there isn't enough time to do the basics also. all the basic ibadat that we have to do, just gaining basic knowledge of deen at home. For our girls, there is no time that they can say, we don't know what to do. It's very boring at home. It is because we haven't understood one bit our deen. Otherwise, there is so much to do. Just making our five times namazes properly, not just habdash, rushing through it, some tilawat of Quran, a little bit of dhikr, and then doing household chores, which is the jihad of a woman. A woman is engaged in jihad when she's doing the household chores. She's serving her husband. She's being a mother to her children. She is a nation builder. She isn't wasting her time at all. She is putting the foundation for the nation when she is rearing her children and bringing them up properly. So all this is the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And in the next though, Allah Ta'ala says that when that person is traveling on that camel, and now he thinks he has pondered a lot of the camel, just raise your head a bit and then see the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala in the skies. How Allah has created the whole sky, a solid structure it is. And there are no columns that are holding it up. Not like the days of the dark ages when they thought that this world is being held up on the horns of a bull. It isn't at all like that. No chains are holding it up. Only the command of Allah Ta'ala. And the weight of the skies, we cannot imagine how weighty they are. But they are standing without any columns which Allah Ta'ala, which we can see. There are no columns whatsoever. So a person should see the qudrat of Allah. Then in the sky, if it is the day, then the sun and the great qudrat of the sun. If it is the night, the beautiful stars, twinkling little stars all the time in the desert, how Allah has beautified that star, the sky. Then if it is the moon, and especially if it is the full moon, and everything, every part of the moon, from the beginning till it becomes a full moon, and then again wanes down, and then it disappears again. All that is, there are great, great things for a person to ponder about. Similarly for us, if we are traveling also, when we are traveling with our car, then we should also look at the skies, how Allah has made it. The formation of the clouds, how the clouds are moving from place to place, and those clouds also, that they are carrying so much of water, and water is heavy. If you try and leave one drop of water in the air, it won't stay in the air. It drops down. You turn a glass upside down, all that water comes out. But this cloud is carrying so much of water, and without the will of Allah, not one drop comes down. Sometimes when we are not having rain, we witness many times, we see the heavy clouds coming, and we think it's going to pour down, but not one drop of water comes, and all those clouds are driven away by the winds again. Whose qudrat it is that this amount of water resting on air and moving in the air, all this our traveling, we can understand and make our traveling such a great ibadat also, and our yaqeen on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Everything, how the skies are, and in the distance it looks that the sky is meeting the earth at the horizon. But we can travel the whole world around, we will find the sky does not meet with the earth. They are separate completely, and they are far apart. And from there also, we can get great, great, we can learn great lessons from all this. So as we are traveling, and if we are traveling by air, and sometimes the aeroplane flies through the cloud, and that also we should see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. How Allah Ta'ala has made it that through that cloud which is full of water, and the aeroplane flies through it. From the window, if we see the sun rising from the aeroplane and over the seas or over the mountain, and that very beautiful scene, and we should not only look at the beauty but take the lesson of the qudrat of Allah. Allah has made that, and that for that aeroplane aeroplane to be airborne, that with so much of weight, so much of passengers, so much of cargo, it is just flying in the air, air which is so light, and this heavy, heavy aeroplane, and it's not dropping down. We should see in all these things the Qudrat, and it's only Allah that is keeping it up. When Allah wants to, Allah will protect us all, then the aeroplane crashes, it just drops from the air. Sometimes an air pocket the aeroplane hits into by error if the pilot did not judge correctly, and how that aeroplane just drops down in the air. So it is all in the Qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So with all this we should take great, great lessons. And any journey that we undertake also, it should be a source of increasing our iman. And we should be also conscious that when we are traveling by air, most of the passengers in most cases are non-Muslims. And we are mixing with this non-Muslims, which is not good for our iman at all. At that time, we should be very conscious of our heart, that the effects of the kufr which is all around us must not enter into our hearts. Today, unfortunately, we don't think about it at all. We go to a shopping mall where men and women are all there. How the women are dressed, there is music playing, and it is affecting our iman, but we don't feel it. It's a sign of the very great weakness of our iman. If we go in the shopping mall and the air conditioning is working, on a hot day we feel cool, we don't feel the heat. On a cold day it is comfortable and warm, we don't feel the cold. But with our iman, with all this kufr and shirk there, with all the disobedience of Allah, but we don't feel anything. We don't make one tawbah istighfar also. We did not even realize the effect of it on us. If it has to be, if the air conditioning is not working and it's a cold day, we all will feel the cold. If it's a hot day, we will feel the heat immediately. But the effect of our iman, we don't feel it at all. And also, unfortunately, when we come to the masjid, the place of the obedience of Allah, where our iman increases, but we don't feel anything. We come to the masjid and we leave the masjid, but we did not feel anything. If it's very hot or very cold, that we feel. If somebody insulted us, humiliated us, we feel that. If somebody praised us, we feel elated, we feel that. But our iman, we don't feel anything. Good conditions come around us on our iman, but we don't even think about it, we don't feel anything. Bad conditions come and it doesn't make any difference to us. So we should take lesson of all these things and be conscious of our iman wherever we are. If we are at home, there is tilawat in the house, there is namaz in the house, a mu'min should be able to feel the difference. And if there's music, the TV is on, we should be able to feel the harm of it. But unfortunately, our iman is gone so weak, we don't feel anything. It is like dead, so therefore we don't feel anything. May Allah let us understand, work towards it, and take lessons from wherever we are. In this one ayat, Allah has taught us to take lessons wherever we are and bring us closer to Allah, the realization of the existence of Allah and deen environment wherever we are. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.